Okay, we're now joined by former Garden City linebacker Jairus Goodman. Just finished up his second season with the Bronc Busters. Jairus, I know you're back at home in Wisconsin. How's home right now?
Yes, sir. It feels great to be back, see family and friends.
I gotta ask this: who's like the biggest family member for you when it came to wanting to go play football?
I don't know. I kind of had always wanted to play like football growing up. I was always in love with it, but I'll say my mom. I know she sacrificed a lot for me to get me to where I am, and hopefully I would like to take this game somewhere that I could support her.
Got you, man. So Thursday Night Football is going on right now. I got to ask you, are there any guys that you really like to watch in the NFL or even the college ranks that you'd like to take notes from?
I would say it's kind of hard to base my game off of somebody else because I would say I like to think I play unique and I think my best football is yet ahead of me. But I like Fred Warner.
Let me ask about that. You feel like your game is unique. Where do you feel you set yourself apart from other linebackers at your position?
For sure, say my speed. So I played multiple sports growing up, track, wrestling. So I was always strong from wrestling. But doing track throughout my senior year definitely made me faster, and I found that carrying over to the field. And I played outside linebacker till I had got to Garden here my sophomore year. So definitely playing in the box, my speed helps.
What made you want to study football over some of those other sports?
Football was just always my first love. You know, I kind of always played the other sports just to help me for football.
Got you. Okay, that makes sense. So it's been a big season for you. You led the team in tackles. You took a big step up in tackles for loss. Where do you feel like you improved the most throughout this year?
Not only on the field, but off the field, watching film. I found like watching film and taking other steps to get ready for those games helped me so that when it comes game time, it's just a second. It's like second nature, you know, when the ball snapped, I know where the ball is going.
Okay, what kind of motivated you to want to watch more film?
Really getting out of Garden, man. I have been in Garden 2 years, so I had an injury last year, so that kind of set me back. So, you know, I was coming back extra hungry this year.
Was it difficult to be back at Garden this year and be playing with a whole bunch of new teammates? Like, take me through the transition from last year's team to this year's team.
Yeah, it was definitely different than last year's team. I would say we were almost more driven this year. I know we didn't get to show that with our record, but I would say this team was a lot more locked in, and I found myself able to relate with a bunch more of my teammates.
Who are some of the guys you like to really keep close with?
Bryce Butler, PK, Elijah, Sam, a lot of those guys on the defensive side of the ball.
All right, let me ask this then. So you've been watching a whole ton of film. Where was one area you watched yourself in your freshman year and said this offseason, okay, I need to get better there coming off the injury?
Definitely taking on blocks. That's an important part, especially when you're coming in the box. You know, you can't get caught up with them big old linemen. Coach Jones does a great job. You know, we're on the bags almost every day of practicing that. And I would just say, you know, it's kind of you don't really think about it. It's just, I guess you realize when you hit an O lineman and you still are able to get to the ball that you got off that block.
Describe your relationship with me with Coach Jones for a second, because you spent 2 seasons with him and he really hooked
Yeah,
you up.
for sure. Coach Jones is my guy. So coming in freshman year, kind of took me in. You know, I was coming out of Wisconsin, under-recruited. And Coach Jones kind of just took me in, taught me a lot about the game, and helped me push myself every day. Even though when I was a freshman last year, wasn't getting much playing time, he was constantly motivating me, telling me to stay focused, that my time was coming, and to trust the process. And I did, and it worked out beautiful.
Would you say you feel like your mindset changed from your freshman year to your sophomore year?
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. My freshman year, I was just as hungry, but you know, some stuff that came up, injury came up. But I'm very blessed to have played this year and stayed healthy.
How was it coming back from that injury? Because I know it can take a toll on athletes mentally.
Yeah, so it was definitely hard. You know, I had dislocated my elbow. Thankfully, I didn't have to get no surgery. But you know, going into Harley's room every day and not being able to bend my elbow or even pick up a 2 pound dumbbell. Yeah, it was very hard, but you know, I just trust the process, kept coming in there and healed perfect.
Were there any people you kind of went to during that recovery process to be like, hey, I need a little bit of help right now?
So I was always in there with Harley every day. Definitely phone calls with mom every day, you know, telling her like, this is where I'm at mentally, you know, because honestly, my biggest fear was coming to JUCO and getting hurt, you know, because I know you might not get as much attention as you do at the D1 level for recovery, but I think Harley and Allie over there do a great job if you want to get rehab or need anything.
Got you. All right, let me talk about some of the attention that you got this year. Talk to me about October. You had 10 different universities offer you that month. Can you describe how incredible that month was for you?
Yes, sir. It definitely was. It was a great feeling. You know, I wasn't able to get the whole recruiting process coming out of high school. So, you know, it's kind of like a sense of fulfillment. You know, all the work's paid off, starting to pay off.
Did you have guys that you played with in high school that were recruited a little heavier than you, or was it your entire school that wasn't really recruited much?
I would say my entire high school wasn't recruited very much, and then my grades didn't help at all. But guys in my conference definitely, you know, that kind of made me hungry, you know, thinking that I could play at the same level as them, but I just hadn't got the opportunity. Thankfully, Garden took a shot on me, and I'm able to show that now.
Let me ask you about grades, actually, for a second, because you mentioned it kind of held you back in high school, but here, your sophomore year, you were on a 4.0 GPA.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so I don't know. In high school, I kind of just thought, you know, if you can play ball, they're gonna figure it out for you. Mom was always pushing on me to get good grades, but kind of never listened. And then once I realized that I was going to have to take the JUCO route because of my grades, you know, I just had to lock in. She was always pushing on me, man. She did a great job raising me, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, she raised us by herself. And yeah, she was always telling me my grades since freshman year. She was always on me about them grades, and I just never listened. So, you know, when I got to JUCO, I kind of realized, like, you're blessed to have another shot to play football. It's kind of like your second chance. So I wasn't going to let no grades be the reason I didn't make it.
Where are you in terms of, like, your siblings? Are you older, younger?
I'm the second youngest. I have a younger brother, older brother, and two older sisters.
You're very close with all them?
Yeah. They also live in Wisconsin as well.
Has it been difficult for the last couple of years being away from them?
Yeah, it's definitely – I mean, the older siblings are out of the house with my little brother. You know, when I was in high school, seeing him every day, and now just coming home, you know, he's a little bit older. It's kind of sad that I missed that part, but
mm-hmm. What were the conversations like with some of the universities that you got to talk to during
October? Yeah, for sure. So the coaches have contacted me, tell me they like my film. A lot of the coaches like my versatility, the way that I'm able to play fast, rush off the edge, and still fit the gap during the run game and play a little bit of coverage for the pass.
And recently you've got some attention from Power Five schools. Illinois offered you, West Virginia offered you, Oregon State. Congratulations about all those. How are you feeling about the attention now?
Feeling great, man. It feels good. Feels good, and I'm excited to get to work wherever I call home. You know, job's not finished. My goal isn't just to make it D1. I want to make it to that next level, so I'm excited to get to my next school and get to work in spring.
You told me football was kind of like your first dream to play. When did it set in for you, like, yeah, I want to play Division I football?
So my dad was in my life younger. When I was a little bit younger. So he had actually played in the NFL. So, you know, I was always around football. I grew up with around the family of football. So just saying, like, it's just always been my first love.
Was it difficult at times for somebody who had already been in the pros to be like, hey, this is what you need to be good at in terms of football, or did it help you in a sense?
I think it definitely helped me in a sense. You know, he can give me that sometimes that, how do you want to put it? Harsh what? Reality. Like, he keeps it real. He's been there. He knows what to expect. He's not going to lie to me and tell me what it is when it's not.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned on the football field?
My biggest lesson I've learned on the football field, honestly, never give up. There'll be some plays that you think there ain't no way you make that tackle, or there ain't no way we come back from this game, but anything can happen in a football game. It's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. Now, I listed off some of the schools that have given you some attention. I'm not going to ask where you're leading, but I do want to ask you, with these four-year universities, what are some of the biggest things that you want out of going to one of these universities?
For sure. I definitely want a school that wants me. You know, I'm coming out of here, I'm going to have 2 years and a redshirt year, so somewhere that I'm going to be able to play. That's is very important to me. A school that I like, not only on the field, but off the field. You know, I'm going to be living there. You're not on the field 24/7, and just a place that I can get better. You know, I don't want to come in, blend in. I want to do the same thing I did here at JUCO. I want to stick out, and I want to make a name for myself.
Last question I have for you. Can you describe what it's like being a Bronkbuster the last 2 years?
They definitely got something going on with the football team, man. It's just that tradition they have built here.
Got it, man. Jairice, I don't know where you're going to end up next. I'm excited to see where you end up next. Thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.